Warning, this podcast may contain explicit content. Parental approval advised. Want to know what is happening on Deviate Delight? Check out the Daily Deviate, Azeroth's most trusted newspaper, covering a variety of noteworthy topics from incursions into Hellfire Peninsula to Netherstorm weather reports. Read about upcoming events and the Deviates that make our community delightful. To view recent issues, go to dailydeviate.com. For advertising questions, or if you know of news or an event that should be covered, contact Bacteria, Dominatrix, Moria, or Avendisora. Shout out to Keldrick Captain Happy on his pirate radio. Please visit his website at deviateradio.com. That's deviateradio.com. Also, I'm putting up a contest. It's an opportunity to share your lyrics if you're a lyricist, or a poem that you want to turn into a song. Basically, you write it. I would compose the music and record it, and this would be absolutely your song. So if you want to enter, go to contest.speedlimit.com. That's contest.sp33dlimit.com. I'm just going to quickly read the rules here. So it's a TBC Classic Lyrics Writing Contest. The first place wins 100 gold and your lyrics will be composed and recorded, like I said. Second place wins 75 gold. Third place wins 50 gold. The rules are Alliance and Horde can enter the contest. Parodies are welcomed, and originals are welcomed as well. Profanities within the lyrics are accepted. Lyrics must contain anything from the Burning Crusade expansion, and you must have at least a level 20 and up character in TBC Classic Deviate Delight server. So yeah, again, if you want to enter, please visit contest.sp33dlimit.com. Thank you. And what else? Of course, my friend who makes hot sauce. Check his website out. Please go to samshouse.com. SamSHouse.com. This last one here, there's a little bit of advertisement for a recruit. So Kalim Dur Shooters is a brand new guild that focuses on helping each other level and get ready for the Burning Crusade. If you are looking to join or want more info, let me know. Leveling, PvP, dungeons, raids soon. This character's name is Belinithiani. I'm not even gonna bother to spell that out, but you can contact him or her through his Discord. That's capital M-A-L, hashtag 0002. That's capital M, lowercase a, lowercase L, hashtag 0002. That's 3012. So yeah, if you're interested on joining his guild, add him and chat with him. All right, so our guest today, just kind of randomly grabbed him from LFG the other night because he was calling me out on some bullshit. So nah, it was all good. And an awesome talk with him. Didn't expect how well it went. So my guest today, his main is a troll shaman of Cult of Aurum, aka not a cult. Please welcome the Brian.
It says you give a poor man a fish and you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish. You give him a...
Hello?
Hello, how are you today?
Good, good, how are you?
This is great. Thank you for letting me bully you in LFG.
It's all right, man. The RP event kind of finished early.
It's kind
of, yeah, it's kind of crazy how the timing was perfect, because after my guild purge killed KT, that's when the ending happened on my RP event. So
I was like, holy shit. You know, I mean, I was there at the beginning and then saw there was two of us, and I do feel a little bad for saying BRB and then hearthing out immediately. So,
it's all right. It's all right.
My B.
It's okay, man. I was waiting for you, too. I'm like, where the hell is he? And then I give you, like, maybe a couple of minutes, and then I'm like, oh, fine, whatever.
Like, nah, Brian's not showing up. Oh, piece of garbage. So.
No. Did you see what happened over there, though?
No, did you guys get like murdered? I know that Warlock killed you, which was funny.
Yeah, there's a few things went wrong in there, but so yeah, that's the I should explain. The whole premise of this. So, what I've been kind of doing is, you know, real life situation has been kind of changing in the schedule. Having kids, they're, you know, one is 6 year old and one's turning two.
And you're kidding me.
Yeah.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. I have a 6 year old and a 2 year old too. I kid you not.
No shit.
You want to go to a bread and breakfast together? And
oh, just, like, hell talk? Yeah. Hell yeah. Right, let's do it. But
I've got these pajamas that the crotch was ripped out on. I'll wear those just for you.
Hell yeah, dude. So yeah, anyway, my 6 year old just started a T-ball team, so she's going to be pretty busy.
Oh, yeah.
And,
okay.
I mean, my son is turning two. She's probably going to be a lot more maintained, you know, knowing that how 2 year olds are. Of course, you've had that experience. I'm just thinking, you know, when we raid in Purge, we raid at like early at the latest, 8 o'clock p.m. server time, and that's like 7 p.m. in my time. Mm-hmm. And when my son was still, you know, was a newborn, he would sleep. You know, we put him to bed like really early, fairly early, like 6 o'clock. And then when he's one, we put him to bed at like 7 o'clock. So, no, we still put him around 6:30 to catch so that I could catch up on my raid times.
Yep.
And, you know, if I put them to bed at like 6:30, that means that give a half an hour of, you know, time before raid starts. So I log in and I can make it on time. Now, I've been noticing that, you know, he sleeps later and later on, where, you know, it's gonna affect my time of raiding. It happened a few times when I'm still raiding with Purge. You know, I just kind of shrug it because, you know, it's just like, oh shit, I need to do this, I need to do that. It's like, this is awesome. I'm with friends raiding with 40 people. It's amazing. And realizing that after, you know, when TBC is going to come, I'm like, I'm not going to be able to do the same thing. I know for a fact, like, regardless, there's no more world buff and stuff like that that I have to maintain. But at the same time, you know, following the schedule on that is probably not going to be perfect for me anymore. So I had a talk with our officer, Dia.
Yeah, Dia.
To this case, he's kind of like the GM, no disrespect to Eternity. But I talked to her, I explained everything, what's happening, and, you know, this was prior to my protest. I started protesting before she even knew about it, and people in my guild were like, what the fuck? What are you doing, dude? Pallies are awesome. Pallies are here to, you know, to be part of the Horde. What the fuck are you doing, man? They're here to, like, make us stronger. I'm just like, nah. And I started thinking about, like, maybe this will be my exit process on my main, Green Hell.
Oh, no, wait. What, you're going to main switch to what?
Well, I haven't thought about it yet. Maybe Speed Limit or my Hunter. Because I have three different characters. And I thought about it because I won't be able to focus on raiding anymore in the schedule unless we have a late schedule or something like that, then I can do that. But at this, it's still, it won't be like the same where I'm going to be like, okay, I'm going to hang on to this schedule and I'm going to tell my wife and we're going to make it work. But I am not sure if that's going to happen yet, but maybe 80% sure that's going to happen. Right. So I just decided it then that it's time to, you know, move on and have my plan.
All right. Let me help you out here for a sec. Okay. First of all, I hope you don't mind my keyboard.
Okay.
It's very clackety, clickety, clackety, clickety, bam, bam. Okay. So here's the thing. Here's what you need to do, fam. All right. Because, like, I got kids the same age, and I put my kids to bed, like, at the same time that you do. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but the thing is, I am in an earlier time zone. So, like, my kids, you know, they're up when I start raid. So here's what you do. You got to start this now. Start a general aura of just, like, I don't care about you and your feelings. Your kids, it's going to be hard.
Mm-hmm.
But then they don't want you to put them to bed. Or if they do, it's like 10 seconds. Like my kids, bam, they're in bed 30 seconds because I'm just such a bad father.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is, speed limit, I need you to be a bad dad and prioritize WoW, and then you'll be easy. You'll be good. You'll be Gucci, as the kids say, you know?
Yes, yes.
So that's you know, my advice. Just a little bit of a little pro tip from old Bri.
Sure.
Don't worry about it.
That's the best step in the whole freaking game that I've ever heard from anybody, man. Fuck.
Just be a bad player, a bad person. Not a good player. You gotta be a good player, but just a bad person.
A bad person, a good player. See, that's the caveat, you know. I don't think you can be a good person and a good player.
Do you agree with me? I hope so, because I'm trying to be a good player. I'm a bad player, but I'm also a bad person, so I'm hoping to pick one. And being a good player sounds easier. I don't know. Maybe. So, anyway. Well, like, you know what? Like, so, yeah, I'm assuming since I bullied you again into doing this with me, because I just need love and attention.
Uh-huh.
I'm assuming you don't have, like, questions already for me. So let's just, you know, let's chat as men.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's just hang out. Okay? Mm-hmm. Like, let's talk about it. All
you
right?
know,
and, like,
that's kind of, what is that called? Coincidence, or not coincidence, like ironic, because I've done this to a couple of people, and I apologize to them, who I just invite into the Discord, and little do they know that they're being recorded, and in the mid conversation, I would say, hey, you're being recorded, can I put you on a podcast, and put them on the spot.
Saying a bunch of racist nonsense, I bet.
No.
And then, am I right?
Yeah. And then they're like, oh shit, I don't know. And then a couple of them said, yeah, sure, fine. But at the same time, you know, that's kind of my way of doing the podcast is just forcing them into coming into the podcast. And in this case, you have forced me to.
I did. Can you edit this to make be like, oh, I've been asking you for months to come in and you're so busy and cool, Brian.
Yeah.
You've got all of the hot moms just on the server talking to you all day.
Hot damn.
Which, real talk, my wife hates me talking about hot moms all day. She's like, stop trying to cheat on the internet. I'm the worst. Anyway. So I'll admit, I listened to the Silvet episode of your podcast, and big shout out to Silvet for having zero personality.
Mm-hmm.
I'm amazed you were able to carry on a conversation for that long.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah,
I'm excited to be here, you know?
Yes.
Let's talk about some stuff, okay? Like, first of all...
Let's do it.
If you were to commit a crime, like, I've always wanted to commit arson. You know, I don't know why, it seems so satisfying to me. Like, what crime do you ever think about it? Like, laying
of course.
In bed, like, you know?
Yeah, that's like your subconscious, man. Everybody thinks about that. If
like,
if you deny
crime?
That somehow, maybe it's a 50-50% that you're not gonna, you know, you really mean what you say, but I don't believe it, man. We're people, you know?
We're all people, and we all want to commit crime.
Okay, so...
So what crime, speed limit?
What crime? Oh, gosh. You ever dealt with, like, teenagers at all? Have you ever, like, do you know any teenagers at all? Like, let's say,
all
like,
teenagers are the worst, and I hate them.
Yeah. well, in your, in my subconscious mind, sometimes it would, you know, if they're like, I could hear, like, you know, somebody comes up to me, like a teenager would like start trolling me, like in front of me. I would like, you know, just kind of want to punch them on the face, you know.
I 100% agree.
That's, I mean, in terms of doing something like really criminal, I've never really.
Okay.
You know, I'm not. I don't want to like, drag him in the car or like murder him and crap like that. You know, maybe just to say it and not really mean it. You know, it's like, oh, I'm gonna kill you. What like other people would say. You know.
Yeah.
But,
no.
But at the same time, it's just something that, you know, oh, I would love to punch that kid on the face. You know, but then you'd get in trouble for that too, because
you would unless you hit the body.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Yeah. You know what's funny is I gotta not come off like a total psychopath, but I'm gonna, is that like when me and my wife were dating, we used to mm-hmm. play a game called Where Would You Hide a Body, where we drive around and look for good spots to stash a corpse.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, so I just brought that up, like that's what we do. And so, you know, you fight a teenager, things get out of hand, as they do.
And what was your answers to that? Where would you hide a body?
Oh, there's so many good places. You know, think about it, all right? Mm-hmm. Like, the freeway on the other side. Okay, no, you can't be recording this, because like, someone's going to disappear around me, and then they're going to use this as evidence, for sure. But, mm-hmm. like, on the freeway, other side,
I can
just slap that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, slap that, like, put it on the other side. No one's going to walk around. You know what I mean? There's all these little hidden spots on the freeway. Or, like, storm drains. No one's going around looking in storm drains. Just lift that up, throw mm-hmm. them in there, you know, hang out. So, anyway, those
interesting.
Are my things.
Speaking of that, hiding bodies, have you seen that one article where they found a dead body inside, like a bull statue?
What?
Yeah, it's like a bull statue in Mexico. They've been looking for this guy who's missing, and they found his body inside a bull statue from Mexico. If it's Mexico?
Let's see.
Bull
that's
statue.
That's freaking crazy!
Mm-hmm.
Okay, like, I'm curious, was it like a cement bull statue? Like, they were like casting the cement, and then they were like, yo, let's freaking murder this guy? Or was it like a hollow one, and they'd like
I think it's a hollow one. It's one of those steel ones that's hollow.
Oh my gosh. What?
Yeah.
Oh, that's super cool.
I'm trying to find it.
I'm all for it.
Missing body. Missing man. Dinosaur, sorry.
Yeah.
So missing man found dead inside dinosaur statue.
That's
yeah, a man reported missing by his family found dead inside a dinosaur statue on a Spanish street, police say. It is thought that he became stuck while trying to retrieve a mobile phone. Oh.
What? No. I'm sorry. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
Never mind.
That dude was 100% murdered. There's no way he was like, oh.
Mm-hmm.
This
Spanish news site El Miral said that the father and son had reported something suspicious around noon Saturday after they examined the Stegosaurus statue in Santa Coloma de Gramenet, a suburb of Barcelona. So I was like quite a ways on my geographic place.
Got it. So, where are you from, my guy? That kind of reminds me, you know, like, you're an hour behind in the server time zone, you know, like, where are you at? Like, you don't have to DM me your street address, at least not on the podcast. Like,
I've already said that I'm, so, like, from Iowa, so.
Oh, you're from Iowa? Yes. I'm not listening. I'm so sorry.
It's all right.
That's cool. How you like in Iowa, my guy? Like, I've driven through there once, and it seemed like there was no landscape or anything interesting.
It's good. We kind of live, like, right in the border of Minnesota.
Okay. Right?
Yeah, so around that area, it's kind of quiet, I guess. And it's humid and a lot of bugs during the summer. And the winter, it gets worse because it gets like below zero most of the time.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah, it's like the worst place that you could go in terms
That
of,
really doesn't sound like an upside.
yeah, going to vacation. And people in here will get out as much as they can during summer or during winter, even to go into a place and, relax and whatnot.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I don't blame him, you know? I don't blame him one bit.
What about you?
I live in Utah, so,
Utah.
you know,
Oh, cool.
like, it's pretty cool, I guess. I don't know. It's got mountains and also valleys. So, you know, it's a good place to be.
Yeah, I'm always
Born
intrigued
and
in
raised.
mountains. I
They're
was yeah, I was born in Philippines, and there's a
Oh,
lot
really?
of, we're surrounded by the sea or the ocean. And a lot of people like that idea, and I'm like, I don't know, maybe I'm used to it, and I don't really care for it, so I want something different, that's more like in the mountains or something like that. That'd be nice. It'd be kind of nice to look at.
Yeah, for real, for real. So do you speak like Tagalog or Ilocano or anything like that?
Tagalog. Ilocano actually is my dialect, so
Oh, nice. Okay. That's cool. That's a cool place, you know. My brother went there for a little bit. He but I've never been. I've always wanted to. I don't know how long you lived there, but like he loved it when he was there. Thought it was just the best.
Yeah, I miss it. I miss it just a little
Here
bit, just
too.
because of a few of my families are still there. We're trying to get them into the US, here to make a life easier for them, and kind of working on that. It went from like a the pandemic hit, and they were in the process of getting in here, but that happened, that shit happened, and they kind of got delayed, and now they need more information from us, so it's kind of on the works on that. So hopefully they'll be here within maybe. I hope that less than a year or so.
Yeah. You know, COVID just ruined everything, didn't it?
Yes, it did, indeed.
It just, oh my gosh, the worst.
Yes. How did that
So,
affect you? How did that affect you, if you don't mind me asking?
oh, no, that's great. So, I feel bad for saying this, but like, first of all, it shouldn't be a surprise that I'm a shut-in. You know, I play WoW all day. So, I got to work from home, which was the best. So,
Nice, nice.
COVID, like it sucked for everyone, but I gotta go home and I've been working from home for about a year and a half now, I
Oh, nice.
guess, since March of last year. So that's not a year and a half, but I'm not a smart man, can't do math. It's been great. I don't know. Like it's been fun to see my kids and play WoW at the same time. I didn't usually get to do that. And there's a voice inside that's like, you probably just should hang out with your kids and not play WoW at the same time. But you know what? We'll circle back to that whole I'm a bad person thing that we talked about. So, anyway, you know, we're chilling. We're chilling.
For sure, yeah.
So, gonna be not a shaman. Why not? As a shaman main, I'm offended, honestly, because it's the best class. And I want to know what you didn't like about shamans.
Well, that's the thing. I was gonna go there. I wasn't done explaining.
Oh, I'm
So
so sorry.
it's all right. No problem, man. No problem. This is the thing. In my guild, my main is my shaman. And since I'm going to be not be able to raid anymore, and I'm kind of switching my main character, from a shaman to whoever, speed limit or my hunter. I'm going to focus on PvP on my shaman as my main, and that's gonna be my achievement this coming TBC. So practically, I'm gonna do two things: PvP on my shaman. That's gonna be the focus because I don't need to schedule anything on that side. I could just hop in, find
Right.
somebody to group with, BGs and crap like that. Because that I don't need to follow any schedule. I can do that whenever I want. Second, I will have a main on my on rating as PvE. I don't know which one yet. And if I figure out a time or a way to somehow follow a schedule, then I would use that to do some raiding, you know. Because Karazhan is probably going to be pretty great.
Oh, yeah. Karazhan's fun. Like, I didn't really do a lot of TBC, you know, like, what was it? I played TBC back when it came out. I was 16 years old, and I was, you know, I just didn't know how to be a person. So I was having a hard time finding a guild. I thought I was way edgier than I really was. And so I didn't really do a lot of TBC, you know what I mean? Like, I did, like, some Kara, and I was in a 40-man for Classic, like, 40-man raid guild, but they downsized, and I clearly didn't make the cut. I was such a dumb. I was a Fire Mage in Molten Core in vanilla. Wow. And, like, obviously they're like, let's not take this moron with us. So, anyway.
Did you play... So, I assume you played vanilla then? That's what I'm hearing?
Yeah, I played vanilla.
And which server did you play?
I played on Shadow Moon. I was in a guild called Babes of the Royal Order.
Okay.
Because there was a girl in my school who I thought was fine, who played WoW, so I played WoW with her, like an idiot, you know, to get close to her. You know how you do, you just pick up,
you change your
personality for someone, and it didn't work, obviously. So I actually became friends with her mom instead. She was kind of fine, you know, to be honest with us. Well, maybe I've always liked hot moms. This is a thing. Anyway, you know, I became friends with her mom, and I continued to raid with her for a bit, but then she quit, and so I was a little guildless. So I did like Kara and a little bit of Serpent Shrine, and that's it in BC. I putzed around, so I'm excited to try a little harder this time around. You know, I'll be the shaman this time. It's going to be good. Doing the thing.
And were you a shaman then, you said?
No, I was a fire mage at first, and then I switched to resto druid. So, and I've been a healer, actually, the whole time, ever since. Just, I love healing. I don't know what it is about it.
That's cool, it's man.
Yeah.
And did you play, you said you played TBC, too, when it came out? And how far did you go to TBC?
I did Serpent Shrine, like up to Serpent Shrine Cavern, and then I just couldn't find a reliable raid group, and so I don't even know what I did. Probably just ran around Nagrand being an idiot for a year until Wrath came out. So, you know, that was the time. Good time. So, let's talk about some other stuff. You know,
let's get it rolling.
Let's get it rolling. So you have kids. You married?
Yes, of course.
How long? Just curious. I've been married for 9 years.
Let's see. I've been with my wife since. Well, she was my girlfriend then, high school, senior year.
Yep.
2004.
Damn.
So, fuck, how long is that? 22?
That's,
22
years? 17 years?
No, 18 years?
That works too. 18 yes. is a good number.
18, 17?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been with her that long, and we got married like 20. Let's see. 20. So my 6 year old, she's almost six. So 2015? No, it hasn't been. Maybe 2013. I don't know on top of my head, man. She's gonna kill me.
That's fine. You can edit this part out. She'll never know.
Yes, it's the best. That's the best part about that. Yeah. So what about you? How long have you been married?
I've been married for 9 years.
Awesome.
Let me see. My wife and I met in college. We got married 6 months after knowing each other, which was dumb. She she definitely is going to hear this. Anyway, we got married 6 months after we met. That was stupid. But, we got through it. We got through the first couple years. We're great now. Just hanging out. To those kids listening to the podcast, don't do that. Don't get married real fast. Get to know the person. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
I agree. And plan ahead. And plan ahead all the time. Don't just do things without planning. That's how I got through everything. I planned and planned. I was an idiot and I didn't know what I was doing. And then I met her, and then starting to kind of make sense. And then I'm like, oh, I gotta go through. I gotta stop working at this factory and go to school and finish up and get a better job and get a better place and get married and have kids.
There you go. The dream.
It is.
Speaking of which, what is the worst? Like, let's talk about worst jobs you've ever had.
Worst jobs. Sounds good. All right. Man. Sounds good.
All right. So I worked in a factory too.
Mm-hmm.
But it was, so I grew up in like a farming community. And so what they do is they take all the high school kids during summer and they'd say, hey, we're going to pay you no money to work like 15-hour days, 6 days a week for like 3 or 4 months while we pick all the fruits and everything, farming community, and we process it into pies and all this garbage. So, yeah, that was my worst job, you know? Just, I'd work from like 5 p.m. to 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Monday through Saturday. How about yourself? What was your worst job?
My worst job?
National poop picker-upper?
Well, does it have to be like in a span of like months or to be qualified as being in the worst job? It can't be like a couple of weeks or something.
Yeah, that's fine. Like, mine was just a week or so long. Yeah. Or not a week, but like 2 months.
Well, knowing where I was from, life was really, really hard there. Granted that, my dad had a job and stuff, but I still kind of felt bad about, spending money and asking for money and shit like that. So I was in Philippines, and there's this place that you could go. There are these places that you can go to get a job. I found this out by just talking to people and seeing other people working on this type of job. And this job is you sell stuff on the streets. Nothing illegal or anything like that. Like, let's say, have you ever heard of an egg called balut? It's like
like
a duck fetus. Yep. And it's, I understand that it's like really, really nasty for some people, but it's really a delicacy in Philippines, and we go nuts for that. I'm not as used to it anymore, so I don't particularly care for it. But in this situation where you can have that as a job, you go into like a place where they make it, and you don't need any application at all. Anybody can do this, and you just go in and say, I want to sell some balut, and they would give you I think you have to have a connection somehow, but back when I started doing this, I just went in there and asked, and they gave me what I needed. They gave me a few change. They gave me a basket full of balut, and I would go around town and sell them. And that's probably one of the worst jobs, because it's like it happened at night, and I would be scared on walking around on the streets and shit like that, like knowing that I might get kidnapped or something might happen. But luckily nobody cared, because I've never heard of anybody getting bullied or getting killed selling balut. So I think that's the benefit of it. But still in the back of my mind, I always had that. The mentality or thought. And my dad found out maybe like 3 days in, or like a week in, and pretty much told me to stop, because he he needed, like, he only told me that if I needed money, then ask him and, you know, just not stop working.
Sounds like a good dude.
Yeah, so.
Was it, like, hard then? Like, were people like, get out of here, egg man?
No, it wasn't like that. It was just, like, the hard part of it was the thought of you being, you know, something might happen to you. Like, in in that situation. And I got lost the first time I did that. I didn't know what to do. And then I found my track. And that was really scary for me because I was still a kid. I think I was, like, maybe 9 or 10.
Oh. Wow, dude.
So, yeah. That's the story there. There's also like a day version of that. You can sell ice cream. You can sell like this like another delicacy food that we have there. It's called taho. It has like it's a soy based. It's like tofu based drink. Yeah, they mix it with some type of sugar syrup and tapioca.
Shoot. So it's like a soy with tapioca. Kind of like is it kind of like those pearl drinks they've got going on nowadays?
Kind of. But this has tofu in it.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah, so it's called taho. T-A-H-O-E. Taho.
Is it, like, do you taho? Like it?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it's amazing.
I think what is it? I've had some Filipino like fast food before.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of it, I went to Jollibee. Is that a
Jollibee? Yes.
It's freaking good. I love it. Can we get Jollibee to sponsor this? Do you think they'd be down for it?
That'd be crazy, man. It'd be I'll be sending you some freaking Jollibee coupons.
Thank you. Yeah, dude. Let's get it.
They would.
Yeah. All right. I'll practice a couple of things. Like, go to Jollibee. Their hollow hollows are delicious. You'll never notice it's beans. Is that good?
You think that's good. Yeah. That one? Okay. Yeah. That you're very informative of the Filipino food culture. I'm impressed.
You know, like I said, I had my brother spend some time there, and he's really into it. So, like, you know, he'd be like, let's go to Jollibee, and we'd go and to, like...
Is there Jollibee in Utah?
There isn't. There's one in Vegas. So, like, every time we'd go to Vegas, he'd be like, yo, let's hit Jollibee up. And anyway,
yeah, the crazy thing about this is it's the restaurants that we have in Philippines where, you know, they serve specific food versus what they would serve here in the U.S. In Philippines, their McDonald's have, you know, you can have chicken and rice. And if you come in here, they don't have rice and chicken in McDonald's here in the U.S.
But
in Jollibee, like it's known that they have to have rice and other stuff that you can get from, in Philippines, Jollibee, you know.
Yeah, no, like they're like I think the Chicken Joy is like, isn't that like their version of like the Big Mac or whatever?
Yes, Chicken Joy.
It's freaking spicy. Holy crap! I'm apparently a wuss when it comes to that type of thing, but like I had a Chicken Joy and I was like, this is a little much. Spicy as hell.
Have you had any other cuisine Filipino cuisine other than restaurants?
Not really. Like I've had some like snack food, like cracker nuts. I don't know if those are Filipino or just generally that area, but.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had a food called adobo?
Adobo, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, my brother made some. It was really good.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious.
That's to go to if you know any Filipinos or any restaurants out there. That's the main dish that you gotta have. It's practically just soy based vinegar. Maybe depending on what region it is, they would make it with different kind of meat. First time I've heard they had an adobo with like beef in it, and that's like the southern region of Philippines, where I met a couple of them that I worked with when I worked at a couple of factory jobs here. So That was kind of weird to hear because I wasn't used to that. Like, beef, really? That's kind of weird, you know, how that is. We're like, I know that we're in the same island, but at the same time, you know, we don't know our different cultures within the other side of states.
That is really crazy. Like, Philippines isn't that big. You'd think, given how big the US is, I just assume that, like, there isn't that many subcultures in a small country, you know?
I
Like,
know.
everything in the Western United States is basically the same. Like, people from California suck a bit more than everyone else, but, well, it's interesting.
So, what's your plan now on this coming TBC?
So, I'll be maining my shaman. Hitting up Colt. By the way, big shout out to Colt.
Hell
You know,
yeah.
number one place for hot moms, I guess.
Yeah.
Don't if you have a healthy mental state, please don't join. You're not gonna fit in. We're pretty sad. It's not a good place. Don't join Colt. In fact, screw it. Join Purge. They've got podcasts and Dia
And paper too,
and
newspaper.
paper. They've got a newspaper. They got the propaganda week rolling. Anyway, I'll do that. I have a rogue that I've been playing, and I'll probably he'll be like my PvP guy. You know, probably might do it. I'm gonna stick with my shaman PvE a little bit.
So, what's your most memorable time in the classic community of Deviant Delight?
I think what it was for me was the Scarab Lord grind. So, like, we helped, you know, like, did you help?
No,
Was it, is it Eternity
unfortunately, no.
have the one?
Well, there's three of them: Eternity,
Oh my gosh.
Warblade, and Faydain.
Yeah, so, like,
So,
Colt just
yeah.
had one, but, like, helping that grind was it. I don't know, like, because I put way too much time into it. It was during Rona, especially. And so, like, I was up to like 3 a.m. and, you know, and there was all people getting just upset with each other, weren't they? Like, there was, I don't know, maybe you weren't there, but, like, people were just fighting the whole time. It was just a lot of drama. And so, like, it was just fun. I like chaos, like, and I just like messing with people, so it was a lot of fun to just try and stir up drama and whatnot. Met some cool people on the Alliance, you know? Big shout out to Quippy, coolest Alliance player on the server. What's up, Quippy? How you doing, friend? That was it, you know? I'd say my second. You didn't ask for my second, but I like the sound of my own voice. Is kind of the similar situation. We had Neon Musk be the first 60 of the new race in our guild. Like, on the server, he was the first on the server in the new races. And it was fun to help him out. Like, the dude stayed up for like 700 hours or something crazy. So, you know, I like that kind of thing where it's like a special event that you just have a terrible life balance for just for a couple of weeks or a couple of days, if even.
For sure,
How
man.
about you? What's your best time?
My best time, definitely right now, downing the Kael'thasa the first time,
Oh, no way.
and that's just like, yeah, it's really cool. I know it's cliche, but and I've never experienced this back in vanilla when I played. I stopped playing when I think when a few weeks after AQ came out. AQ 40 and AQ 20, the whole deal. We did the, what do you call that? The process before the gates opening.
The war effort.
The war effort. Yes, I did all that stuff, and after it opened, I maybe we killed a couple of bosses in AQ 40, and then I quit after. I think it was on the time that I was having a depression and I didn't have a job or something like that. And, you know, that's when it stopped. And thinking about it when we killed, when we cleared AQ40, it didn't really hit me yet because I'm still kind of busy just killing shit and, you know, honest following my schedule to raid. And it's been really, really fun. And then as soon as after KT died, and just it was just this overwhelming feeling that I fucking did it. We fucking did it. You know, it was just a blast of just emotional awesomeness, I guess.
You know what? You make a strong case. That is a huge like payoff. Like, you just feel like you finally beat the game. You know, it took you what, a year and a half, almost 2 years, and just did it.
Mm-hmm. And working hard on it individually and as a group, you know, I see myself farming each day to get consumes. Granted that, you know, that's only for myself, and I've helped a few that who needed it, but it wasn't much. I should have shared more. At the same time, I was focusing on getting some more other stuff, so I've been selling some of the materials that I've been gaining, because this is the only way I could farm. I mean, I have a rogue, but I the best thing I could do is to farm consumes on SM, you know, just for mage blood potions, or going into EPL and try to score a few Black Lotus if I can find them. Just pretty much the main idea was to grab a lot of materials, sell half, make money, and save money for your epic flying mount in the coming TBC, which I've done. So that's another achievement right there, on top of you know, clearing up Nax as a guild, and yeah.
That was a good time. You know, I did the same thing. I felt bad about it too. You kind of feel like, hey, you know, I gotta probably share these consumes, but I'd farm a bunch of consumes and then sell, yeah, about half of them. That's about right. Mm-hmm. And then keep moving. I kind of wish I had characters that weren't named Brian, so I could do like shady stuff on the auction house.
Yeah. But, are you into that? Just in auctioning stuff like Desu auction? Are you?
Nah, so I used to, like, on retail, like, that's how I made my money, was flipping mats and stuff, like, I'd buy out all the whatever. So I had plans to do the same thing, but Didi's just so small that you really couldn't, at least I couldn't figure out how to do it. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of gave up. I might do it again in TBC, we'll see, but I'm pretty broke right now, and I need a good amount of capital to get that one rolling.
Sure, yeah.
So, no, otherwise I'm not super.
Yeah, I do have a couple of people that shout outs on they've been really, really awesome at helping other people. One is Barry Manilow. He's a druid. His other character is Kazaz. It's a shaman too. And he's been really awesome, really, really awesome in helping guildies out. Trading consumers on how much they need, how many they need without charging them. So that's an awesome way to gain reputation within your guild. So props to him, man.
Oh, by the way, I'm being paid gold, just real quick. Someone just, can I do a little bit like of an advertisement on your...
Oh, just hell yeah, dude. No, yeah,
okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, so I'm being paid money for this. So this is a paid advertisement. Mm-hmm. Let me just pull up the ad copy here. Zaphod and Paphod, Mage and Paladin boosts. SM, ZF, ZG, DM, and Mara. Every day, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. PST, Zaphod or Paphod for details. So, I don't know when you want to throw that in there, but I get a sweet 200 gold. Yeah, just in the middle of a sentence, even.
Yeah, that's funny.
So.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. Yeah. How do you feel about boosts? You know, like.
Oh, shit. You know, coming from just a small server, boost could be helpful, the way that if it's used correctly, mm-hmm. boost could be helpful to, you know, getting back with, you know, of course, friends. This is what intentionally, why they did it, you know, per se, Blizzard, you know. They did this so that the coming, you know, return of new players would be able to play characters from level 58 and join their friends to go to Outland, but I'm seeing a lot of advantages that people use this. I've seen someone, like a YouTuber, boosted a shaman so that he could twink it for that reason.
Oh, like a 59 twink?
59 twink, yeah. I mean, that's not a bad idea. I'm not saying that this is the worst, because I've done twinking in my WoW lifetime, playing WoW. So that's probably the perfect way to boost your characters, to twink it. But in terms of having fun, I don't know. You could say that you're not having fun leveling, but what if you do, then... Exactly what I'm not really so sure, like, what to think of it. Maybe I just don't care, as, like, other people do. But then it would affect, like, you know, bots being able to spend money to boost their characters and going from 58 to level 70 and start farming stuff with their bots is going to be way easier for them. But how can we stop that, you know?
It's hard to do, you know? Like, I think what it is people who buy gold need to just be shunned and then kicked off the server, and then we also need to find their employers and then tell them that they cheat in a video game. Which I'm sure if someone said, hey, like to my boss, like, hey, Brian cheats in a video game, mm-hmm. I think I'd get fired immediately, wouldn't you? So I think that we need to try and get these people fired who are buying food, who are buying gold. And I think we also need to, I don't know what you do aside from, like, I don't know. Can we train dogs to sniff out people who sell gold? Like, or buy gold, not sell gold, but mostly it's people who are buying gold. Can we train dogs to find them, do you think?
I think so. Well, if you look at the bots, they're most likely to be guildless.
That's true. And
if Blizzard had come up with some sort of algorithm to kind of find a way to collect those information, the guildless people that are high level, at least, if they could collect that information and see any redundant consistent pattern that they could read on, because mostly if they are using code, unless they're like really genius on how to manipulate, create a code and create like random movements and crap like that so that it can't be traced in terms of consistency, then that's probably going to be harder. But let's say if a coder decided to say, every 20 seconds I will move forward, every 20 seconds after that I will move left, and it would find a specific area where it needs to somehow interact with an item, like killing or looting an item per se. You know, if there's a specific time that they use, like let's say 2 seconds before I loot this character and you loot it, and if they see that consistent pattern, they should be enough to say, wait a second, like a normal guy wouldn't loot this thing every 2 seconds, exact 2 seconds, because when you kill, sometimes you just stand there and loot, and sometimes you forget, you go back and loot, right? That's just the variables of the way that your character movements are, because that's realistic. If they see patterns where it's like really, really, you know, consistent, then it should be enough for them to say, this guy's using a code, let's ban him.
Right. Let's ban him, and then let's also send rabid dogs to their house. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Just like an in-game dog that they would just like instantly killed or something?
No, like in real life, like just send dogs over there.
The bots? Maybe.
Yeah.
You know. Maybe just chew one of the leg off. I'd be good with that.
you're getting on board. Yeah, like, I'm just saying, you know, like, this is the problem with the internet. People can do whatever they want. There's no, like, accountability for what you do. You know, you just get away with whatever you want on the internet. And the worst that can happen is you get banned. That's why I support some sort of, like, all-knowing AI that'll send out, like, maybe secret robots to, like, break your leg, say something mean on the internet, get your leg broken, cheat in World of Warcraft, get mauled by a dog. Like, I think that's the only fair way to do it, don't you?
That'd be insanely crazy in a way, but
it'd be
particularly effective.
I think Elon Musk is maybe 6 months away from doing it if he really puts.
Oh, maybe he
it.
Has a plan after all, huh?
You know, I think that's why he wants to go to Mars. He, you know, kind of separate himself out from the from all the death robots he's going to put out.
I bet. Shit. He probably figured it out, like a way to live up there without telling everybody. He just
definitely did.
He just thinks that, well, we'll go to Mars. Okay.
I think Mark Zuckerberg is probably his first, like, prototype.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and, he's a robot.
And probably, you know, he's probably got a group of billionaires that is gonna, you know, is already, like, pretty much on his side that, you know, once the day starts, it's gonna go nuts, you know.
100%, 100%.
Sure, man.
Do you think there's any billionaires on our server? Who do you think is the richest person on the server?
On the server? Fuck, I don't know. Multiboxer, maybe?
A multiboxer, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think multiboxers are the type of people that go pee in their underpants. So,
what'd you say?
I don't think I think they're the kind of people that go pee-pee in their underpants. Like, oh, shit. All the day.
You hear that, Maxilla?
Yeah. Yeah, come at me, huh?
Yeah, it's funny.
So, I don't know. I think... I bet it's crazy. I bet it's someone we don't even know. You know, I think probably like Frank Keto. That dude's probably just is secretly Dwayne Johnson, The Rock.
Loaded. That'd be crazy, man. Who celebrities plays World of Warcraft? I think that would be like the number one.
Let me think. I know that Rainn Wilson did for a while. The guy Dwight from The Office. I know Jamie Lee Curtis does. So you can look her up. She looks like an ostrich a little bit.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Plays.
She does World play Warcraft? Well. She really her and her son love to play it. Yeah.
The Terminator so. The not Terminator, fucking Eraser chick, the Arnold Schwarzenegger, Jamie Lee Curtis, Jamie Lee Curtis?
Yeah, that famous actress Jamie Lee Curtis. She's like 70. Yeah. Who was it? There was like Mila Kunis. I think she plays well.
Yeah, Mila Kunis. Yep. Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill. Yeah. I already know Henry Cavill plays on the server actually. It's Zaphod. Yeah, in Cult. So.
It's not.
He is.
No.
Yeah. That's Zaphod is Henry Cavill.
No, it's not.
All right, look. Speed Limit Podcast first. Mm-hmm. Zaphod is him.
That'd be
also,
crazy,
he sells boosts. Zaphod sells boosts, too. So.
Hell.
You can get boosted by a celebrity. That's why his boosts are more expensive.
That'd be crazy, man.
It is crazy.
Can you imagine, like having somebody here at the podcast, like, very fucking famous, and I know not knowing. Let's say he is right. Let's say he is. Like, okay, I'll give you the benefit of the doubt.
Okay,
he is. He is Henry Cavill. He comes in here, you know, throws in that fucking awesome accent.
Yeah.
And what would my reaction be? Like, do I ask him if he's Henry Cavill right away, or do I, you know, converse into getting him into that point?
I think it's one of those things you got to be real sly about it. You're like, hey, are you do you play any of the games? Are you a big Witcher fan?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Just kind of hint, hint.
Yeah. Hey, Witcher fan. can I see you naked? Just normal questions, really. Mm-hmm. I think once you get to see a naked picture of Henry Cavill, you're like, I'm pretty sure that's Henry Cavill.
That's
or a really handsome man. Either way, it's a win-win. Uh-huh. So,
Shit, that'd be really, really insane.
Yeah, no. So,
it's just like too bad that nobody knows it, you know? I mean, they're going to know after this, of course.
They are, yeah, they are. So, sorry. I guess I really shouldn't have said
yeah,
that.
Sorry, Henry.
Yeah, Henry, buddy. H-Pal. I call him H-Pal.
H-Pal.
Yeah.
So, or billionaire. Are you planning on getting a, or leveling a paladin anytime soon?
Yeah, I've got every class above 30 except for, I think my paladin's 24.
Oh, okay.
So cool. I'll definitely, I want to have every class of 70 by the end of the year, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
I've got, 460s, I'm working on my fifth one right now. Hold up, people are talking.
Cool, man.
So, yeah, no, that's my plan. Like, I'd like to level... I have, paladins are fun. Maybe I'll tank. Who knows? So.
Well, dude, it's been, past an hour, man.
Oh, you have to go. Well, all right, I got some more stuff to shout out real quick, okay?
Oh, sure, yeah, that's the deal.
Because I had a lot of things I wanted to talk about with you. Maybe we'll do this again, but, real quick.
I mean, will it be quick? I mean, I can... stay a little longer.
Yeah, like 2 or 3 minutes, if that's cool.
Yeah, it's fine.
Okay, and actually this kind of, the person that was talking to me that I had, I was like, 1 sec, I'll talk to someone. That's okay. Winky, mm-hmm. In our guild, and just real quick about Winky, is big shout-outs to Winky. Winky, okay, lives in Colorado and runs the largest dispensary in Colorado, And if you call their number, which you can, ask her for, I don't have it off the top of my head, Winky, W-I-N-K-I, the server, ask her, and she will, on the down low, send you weed anywhere in the continental United States. Like, even if it's legal or not, she'll figure out a way to do it. So, big shout-outs to Winky on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I know I gotta go, too. My wife is like, quit being an idiot in front of others. So. Yeah. Well, it was good chatting with you, Speed Limit. I'm sorry you're abandoning shamans. And,
I'm not. That's the thing. I'm not abandoning it. I'm going to pursue my PvP career.
That's right. That's right. Yes. I'm sorry you're abandoning shamans. PvE.
Maybe I'll change my mind. We'll see. Yeah.
We'll see what's up.
Mm-hmm.
Right on. Well, you have a good. When is this coming up? You know, I've got hot moms left and right that are going to be like, Brian, you sexy piece of veal. When can I get my hands on your beautiful voice?
Probably maybe 3 days or something. I don't think I need to edit anything in here besides the part that you wanted me to edit. So it's been kind of awesome, smooth flow, I think. You think?
Fine with me, but anyway, 3 days, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I have got to go.
Yeah, me too as well.
See you.
It's awesome talking to you, man. That's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.